5:27 South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning on our program, Safina to Ila al-Jannah, the 24th of Dhul Qa'dah, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, it's a beautiful, cold Wednesday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Zulqa'dah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and verses 210 to verse number 213. The non-Muslims, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, now they had no answer for the messenger, for the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So they said, no, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, naqal kufr, kufr nabashid. What they said is 100% blasphemous. They said the shayateen, the Satan, Lucifer and his progeny and children are bringing messages to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace be upon him. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala defends the message and the messenger. The Quran Sharif is in the pristine purity, the only book in its authenticity, and millions of people have committed it to memory. And we cannot say that about the Torah or Injil or the Bible or the Gospel or any other book today. So remember, Almighty Allah defends the messenger, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Chapter 26 and verse 210. So chapter 26 and verse 210. وَمَا تَنَزَّلَتْ بِهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. So shaitan singular, shayateen the plural. And why is it called shaitan shayateen? Shaitana are the root letters. Sheen, Tho, Noon means to be far, far away. They deprived of the mercy, the special mercy of Almighty Allah. So the shayateen, the Satan and Lucifer and his progeny, they did not come down with it, with this message. Remember this, this message in its pristine purity and authenticity. La yatihi al-batilu min bayni yadayhi wa la min khalfi. There is no form of falsehood that accompanies it, nor from front, nor from back, nor from any direction. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُمْ. It does not behove them, the shaitan, Lucifer, and his agents, cronies, and comrades, that they come down with such a pure and authentic message. وَمَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ. And nor are they able to. Yes, you will see today Zionism, and they will find capitalism and secularism and fascism and all these isms, democracy. So they are inspired by Satan and Lucifer, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala makes reference to this in the noble Quran. وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, and his various Satan and Lucifer and his agents, comrades and cronies, that they are the ones لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ They incite their own friends and their friends and their colleagues and so forth. So they give them all the wrong messages لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ So they must argue with you. You see today LGBT, you saw Woolworths is carrying out specials now. Now they realize what is Muslim power. If we just show them and stand united, we can bring them to their knees. So this is how Satan incites the enemies of humanity and Muslims. So they must argue with you. And وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ And if you obey them, you agree with them in their kufr, blasphemy, and their polytheism, and their LGBT nowadays, so إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ Then you also become a non-Muslim, and a person who will leave the fold of Islam, Allah forbid. Chapter number 6, verse number 121. So the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, and all the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are protected and preserved, and that is the meaning of chapter 15, verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra. Verily, surely, definitely, we, Almighty Allah, stamping His authority, majesty, and sovereignty with the royal pronoun we. Nahnu nazzalna zikra. We reveal piecemeal this reminder. The Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah, the noble Quran and teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. And only we are going to protect it definitely, surely. And you see that Almighty Allah protecting it for centuries. The enemies every day trying to change the message of the Quran Sharif or the Sunnah Mubarakah, but Almighty Allah selected the great scholars for the preservation of the authenticity of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. So وَمَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ They are not able to do it. إِنَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّمْعِ لَمَعْزُولُونَ They, the shayateen, the cronies, Lucifer and his people and agents, عَنِ السَّمْعِ from listening to it, لَمَعْزُولُونَ They far, far away from it. They can never hear it. فَلَا تَدْءُ مَعَ اللَّهِ So what is the message? The message is monotheism. Islam is the only true faith where they have monotheism. You see Hinduism, they have idols. You see Christians, they have Jesus. You see that the Jutlas, the Haramis, they made God himself, Almighty Allah himself racist. They said they are the selected people whilst they are the cursed nation and people. And all of them dispatched to hell, remember. Thus, so when they die in that state and in that condition there, so Almighty Allah is teaching us, فَلَا تَدْءُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ Do not call and do not worship anybody and ascribe, associate any deity, any god with him, another god. There's only one, and he is the supreme being, the sole creator, exclusive creator of this universe. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُعَذَّبِينَ And if you're going to equate anybody, anything with Almighty Allah, then you will be from those people who will be punished, and chastisement will come to your way, and there'll be everlasting doom, gloom in the year after. Let us go around the world, nationally, internationally, and locally, and we see what is unfolding in our news, views, and interviews. So, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Whenever something happens negative to America, say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. There in Syria, a helicopter of these Americans crashed, and they say, no, it was a mishap and something, more than 20 American soldiers injured. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma alayka bi juyushil Amerikiyin wa Yahudiyin wa Israeliyin. Ya Allah, you punish these Americans armies and Israeli army. That dua we make daily, Alhamdulillah. Second story, again, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, one of our Mujahideen in Palestine, he shot some settlers and some police and what have you. There, you must remember, in the West Bank and so forth, you want to come put more and more settlers? Come. Every settler is a legitimate target. And remember, we don't have to apologize to anybody. Every one of them, 100%, you can put a bullet through them and it is legal Islamically, because they're stealing and occupying our land against international law. And when you are occupying the land of another people, that is exactly what terrorism is all about. One in the next story, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilaihi Raji'un, one of our Palestinians was martyred and killed by the Israeli haramis, apartheid Nazi children, and remember Hitler's children, and 8 of them were injured in Nablus. I've been to Nablus also with Allah's help. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah grant his family Sabr al-Jameel. Those who are jarha and injured, Allah mashfihim shifa and kamilan. Allah Ta'ala give them a speedy recovery. Here in South Africa, Lesotho, this is now the forecast, right? They're saying so much snow is going to fall. And they said in Gauteng, certain areas, in Natal, certain areas, Lesotho, the mountains will be blanketed with snow. So the next 7-10 days will be very, very cold. So all of us, remember, take out all our big winter clothing and our big jars. You know jars, your overcoat and everything. Now look at these haramis. The United Nations is going to cut the aid, you must remember, to Syria and so forth. They were helping, they say, 5 million plus people. Now they're only going to concentrate on 3 million people and so forth. You caused the wars, you caused all the problems, and now you say no, that we will only look after 3 million and 2 million, 2.5 million, we can't help them. But who invaded Syria? Was it not the United Nations, was United States? Was it not the foreigners and so forth? So you must remember this Bashar Assad, 100% Kuffar Shia, and he's also the big part. He's not part of the solution, he's part of the problem. So we must remember this, that they are the countries who invaded. Who invaded Afghanistan? Who invaded Iraq? Who invaded Vietnam? So why America is not taken to task? Why they not hold in front of the ICC and the Israeli rulers and president, prime ministers and all, whole lot of them war criminals and terrorists of the highest nature. So all this double standards the whole world can see, and the world is questioning it now. A boat capsized in Nigeria. They went for a wedding, and on their return trip, 150 plus people died. Some of them must be Muslim also, Allah knows best. And sad incident, that is Darfur. You know, when you are in Medina Munawwara and then you are going to Makkah for Umrah, for Hajj, then you stop at Bir Ali. So does Bir Ali, his name was Ali Darfuri. 107, 108 years ago, he built and he established and he made so many boreholes and wells. The people there were so elated, delighted, they changed the full name, Zulhulayfa, to Bir Ali, Abar Ali. One well, Bir, and many wells and boreholes, Abar. So that's how it came. So in Darfur, big problems. They're having like a civil war based on ethnicity, and the women and daughters are getting raped, and there are sexual problems. So many things. There's Americans and Saudis wasting their time because their intention is not sincere. It's all just for name and fame. When I told you, Jutlas and Americans and their supporters, Putin is giving you a good threshing. Putin, you put them in the right place. We're praying for you. Not only for victory against America and Europe and against United Kingdom and against all these Ukrainians and supporters, the greatest dua supplication we are making. We want to make you Sulman. We want you to become Muslim. We heard, but it's not confirmed, that your wife is a Muslim. So yesterday the news broke, and see what Biden had to say. So remember, the German Leopard tanks were all, most of them, were taken over by the Russians. The Bradley infantry vehicles and so forth of the Americans were taken over by the Russians. And Zelensky telling the world that now the counter-offensive is starting, came from the horse's mouth in the White House. And that is, Biden said, no real progress has been made. And small gains, but big, big losses. So that's coming out from the horse's mouth. What they're trying to tell you, we're fed up of this war. We put so many billion, trillion dollars into this, and we're catching a hiding of our lives. And next year is elections. So this will be a total disaster. So that is what's really happening. Come to Trump. Trump says, what can they do? So yesterday they brought him there to the court, they fingerprinted him, and all that. First time a former president or a sitting president has been indicted on how many charges? 37 charges. Then he went to New Jersey and he gave a fiery speech, remember. He said that this is a political witch hunt, and this is because of the elections going to come, and the crooked president, current one, so who stole the previous elections, he want to steal the next elections as well. So anyway, when you look at the Republicans, can you believe it? 80% of the supporters still support him, Trump, and whenever he comes out of court, then they have a money campaign. He wants people to give more and more money. And Americans, they love their actors, you know that. Ronald Reagan was a third degree actor. So Trump is another actor. He loves all the publicity he's getting. The world media is there. So Trump says, very good, come all of you and listen to my speeches and so forth. And he's far, far ahead of all of them, whether you take the Republican candidates or whether you take Biden. So this is America. Crazy people, you know, messes are asses, you know. So that's what Trump is doing. He's using in the indictment to his advantage, and he says, I will be president next year, 2024. He speaks with such conviction, you know. That's what amazes me about him. Okay, majority of Palestinians now have realized that there will be no two-state solution in Palestine and occupied Israel, and they say their leadership, the president, the Palestinian Authority, PA, are hopeless, useless, good for nothing, nincompoops. So you must, and I told you that 30 years ago, Abu Mazen, you know Abu Mazen, that's what they call him in Palestine, Mahmoud Abbas. He is another agent, and he's another just a puppet of the Western regimes and the Arab pot dictators and so forth. I told you Sunak is a disaster for UK and so forth. The United Nations said, do you know how many million refugees there are? 110 million refugees, majority of them Muslims. Do you know that? And why? Because of the greed of the Western white men and women, the hegemony they want. They must control all the oil and resources and so forth and so on. So what happens now? So you must remember, they said that, no, that the United Nations is saying, and they single out the European Union and United Kingdom and said, you have to take in more refugees and so forth, and sending them to Rwanda, that is not a solution. So we must send some of these guys back to India and all that, you know. Now the BRICS summit thus far is scheduled for South Africa in August, and Putin will be coming, and we welcome you, Putin. I can meet you, I'll make you Sulman, inshallah, make you a Muslim. So anyway, now listen to the harami. Who's the harami? The Hitler. Macron told this guy, our Cyril, president. He said, Cyril, me, I want to come there. You must invite me. Now look at this harami. You understand? He wants his bread buttered both sides. One side he wants to come for the BRICS one, and the other side he will talk nonsense against them and so forth. So that is how your world politics works and so forth. Nevertheless, today 8:30 to 9, Mr. Zaid Khan will be interviewing, inshallah, Mufti Hamza Farooqi of Durban, and then 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, and 1 to 2, inshallah, will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Today is Wednesday. After Zohor, make special dua. Allah Jalla Wala decimate and destroy the apartheid terrorist Zionist regime, inshallah al-Aziz, ajilan ghayra ajil, sooner rather than later, inshallah.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Breaking news from our beloved brother Ibrahim Anderson. Assalamu alaikum. The remaining three who wanted to be Muslims are Johanna, Christabel Hendricks, and Emily Jackson. We will hear from you. We are ready yet. This is Sister Amatullah from Melbourne. They are ready and waiting. You will choose names for them. Ustad, over to you.
How many brothers, sisters there, Molana?
Johanna... it's one, two.
Two females and
two
one
females
male.
And one male, yes.
MashaAllah. So the two females, Sister Amatullah, there in Melbourne, Australia. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Our brother Ibrahim Anderson is our local ambassador. And you, brother Amatullah, you, my sister Amatullah, brother Abdullah, you, our external, you understand, ambassadors, mashallah. So excellent work you're doing. Allah accept it. For Ameen. The two sisters, you keep one's name Khadija, the first wife of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for the second sister, keep her name Aisha. She was one of the most beloved to the Prophet Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or you can keep Siddiqa, so whichever one you want, or Aisha Siddiqa, both names, or Aisha only, or Siddiqa, you choose that, no problem with that. And then for our brother, mashallah, we choose the name Umar for him, because Umar was the one, you know, he changed the history of this world. So let us read now, and you will repeat after me, inshallah. We in South Africa, you are in Australia, we all here in the Southern Hemisphere, okay? So you read now. Ashhadu, ashhadu, Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashhadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, Muhammadan, abduhu, abduhu, wa rasulu. You, my sisters, Khadija, Aisha, Siddiqa, and you, my brother, Umar, now you are Muslim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. First and foremost, we thank Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. This is only Allah's grace and mercy. Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. All praise, thanks, gratitude is solely for Allah, Jalla Wala. This is the wasila, the barakah, the blessing of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We thank the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team. We thank all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar, mashallah. And we thank our brother Ibrahim Anderson, our ambassador, and our brother sister there, Abdullah Amatullah. Now you, my brother sister there in Australia, Melbourne, now read after me the translation. I bear witness that truly there is none, there is none worthy of worship, except Almighty Allah, except Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness, and I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, you say, peace be upon him, peace be upon him. We say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, is, will always be, was, is, will always be the last and final prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah, the last and the final prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Inshallah, in the ending of the program, we'll make a dua. You, my brothers, sisters, all of you, Allah Jalla Wala, keep all of us steadfast on Iman and Islam. Read 2 rakat salatu shukr, or just raise your hands and say, Allahumma laka shukru kullu. Ya Allah, all thanks, gratitude is for you. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu. Ya Allah, all praise is for you. Today you gave us and conferred upon us the greatest gift, the wealth of Iman and Islam. Your sins are forgiven. Yughfar lahum ma qad salaf, chapter 8, verse 38. Habi hadith and saying of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, innal islama yahdimu ma kana qabla, that when you embrace Islam sincerely, it expunges the vices and the sins of the past. Barakallahu feek. Allah accept all of you. Honorable Judge Amatullah, you're doing sterling job. Ameen. Allah accept you, accept your husband, Ameen. Accept your family and all of you. We make dua for you. Allah accept all our humble efforts. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
I see Wesley. He says, sir, to date your radio station has reverted many to Muslims. Can you give me a total of how many people have reverted since inception? Wesley, Ustad.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wesley, we thank you for waking up early and giving us your ears. Not one ear, but both ears, my brother Wesley. And secondly, we are Marqas Sahaba in existence for more than 5 years now. By Almighty Allah, there's a saying, I'm going to say it in Urdu first because it sounds beautifully, and I'll translate it to you as well, because majority of our listeners don't know Urdu as well, and obviously you don't know it. Allah ke yaha ginti nahi, Allah ke yaha wazan hai. Almighty Allah does not count the actions. Almighty Allah weighs the actions. So what does that mean, my brother Wesley? It means that we must not count. We must see. We don't work with quantity. We work with quality. But it's over 100. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And all the people, organizations, I thank Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, reward them. Now, Wesley, my question to you, you're hearing us for past 1 year, 2 years, you're listening on Radio Ansar. Very good, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala guide you also. So Ameen. When you going to accept Islam, my brother Wesley, what you say now? You ready? So think about it. Life is short, my brother. That, remember, next year, next month might be too late, you know. So think about it, my brother Wesley.
Definitely, he says he will. Pray for me, Wesley Ustad.
I pray every day for you. How? I say, Ya Allah, guide all the non-Muslims. Ameen. And all the Muslims, bring us back to the right path, Ya Allah. So that is our daily supplication. We petition Almighty Allah. I won't take your name because I pray for everybody. Alhamdulillah. We thank Almighty Allah and praise Him alone.
Ustad, what's the latest in Burma and how can we assist, inshallah?
So you must remember, Burma is the old name, Myanmar is. You must remember the new name. And you know that United Nations report was, they are the most oppressed people. Their houses were burned, people were burned, and they were expelled from there, the Muslims. And then they went to Bangladesh. Bangladesh supposed to be a Muslim country, but it is another sidekick of India and so forth. So they would not give them any rights and so forth. So reluctantly, Myanmar now is telling the Muslims, come back and we will then issue you with ID cards and passports and so forth. We hope and pray that they learned the lesson, that is the authorities there. But they have the support of China, just like how Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime, has the 100% support of America. And when you want to take action against them internationally, politically, the veto will be used. So similarly, here also, China will use the veto to protect them. So that is all the politics at play. So what we must do is make dua for them. And even yesterday, United Nations released a report and said that the people people of Myanmar, the people of Syria, the people of other countries, they are the ones who have become the biggest amount as far as refugees go and so forth. So yes, if you are going there, it might be difficult, but you should try, and inshallah, then you go and distribute and help them. If you can't go right till there, then you go to a nearby country and see what you can do and so forth. But organizations, majority of them, I don't have confidence in them, because half the money, quarter the money, they pocket it in the sense they will use your money for their air tickets, for their hotels and so forth and so on. So you need somebody who can go there and inshallah distribute the humanitarian aid. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all our brothers, sisters and children who have become refugees because of the policies of the enemies of Islam and Muslims.
Listener says, I would like to know if a woman can go for Hajj using her agent as mahram. I heard Saudi is allowing women for Hajj even if no mahram. Are they trying to be like the Christians, having New and the Old Testament, making their own rules to suit them, Ustad?
Saudi Arabia, the current regime, are kuffar. They're not Muslims. So if you say Saudi Arabia is allowing the women to go without a husband, without a mahram, meaning her father, brother, son, or so forth. So remember, they allow cinemas right in Medina Munawwara. They allow bikini beaches right there in Jeddah. So you must remember, the imams of the Haramain Sharifain cannot use the word Yahud and Jews in their khutbah, in their sermons, and they can't make dua against them. They cannot even use the word Palestine and so forth. So that is how much pressure has been put on the imams and the ulama and so forth. So remember, people, the ladies who go alone and they think they're doing a great thing, they are coming back not mamara, they're coming back with the mercy of Allah, they're coming back, remember, mal'oon, cursed by Almighty Allah and cursed by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You make a mockery of it, remember this. So therefore, we should never ever, yesterday I mentioned it, we have no confidence in their fatwa and verdicts, and no confidence at all in the authorities there. And the moon now, you will see, don't be surprised, they'll say Monday, this coming Monday is first of Zulhijjah, and again the moon, the Hajj will be on the wrong date. So remember, wait and see. Well, I think it will go that way there, because they are there planted to cause harm to the Muslims, remember.
I've got Sister Catherine. She says, good morning to you and to the team of Radio Ansar. Do you think the Illuminati is real? A.K. Ustad.
100%. You can't be a president, you must remember, of America if you don't belong to the Freemasons. You can't be a ruler in so many other countries and so forth. Your Cyril, that is president here, what you think they're keeping him? They put so much hopes on him and gave them billions and billions. Where's all the money that came for the corona? Where's all the money they collected in Saudi Arabia? Where's all the money of Pala Pala and so forth? So I mean, we can't be so naive, you know, my sister. So remember, when you look at the major players in the world, you must belong to that elite group as far as they're concerned. Otherwise, there will be a campaign against you. They tried it against Afghanistan. Afghanistan said, go to hell. You come here with your army. Dance a little popper dance. And they gave them such a thrashing, they're telling America, come back again. They're telling Sunak and Britain, come back again. They're telling the Russians, Putin, if you want, you also come back again. So all of them came, and what they found? They found it to be their graveyard, and that is how they... That is what you need, you must remember. When you are prepared to do that, then Allah will give you so much. You see what the Taliban got now? They got lithium, they got gold, they got oil, everything. Their economy is booming now. It's much better than so many countries in the world. Just compare them with Pakistan and that, and you will see. So therefore, sister, life is about making the right choices and not expediency, what the politicians do. See what they want to do in South Africa. I sent it out yesterday. They're targeting your children, sister. And now they want to tell you homeschooling, all that will not be permissible, and they must come under our syllabi, under our jurisdiction, so they can go and, you know, distort and totally corrupt their minds and thoughts and make all of them LGBT. That is what they want to do. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So we'll leave it there, inshallah. Our time is up. So 6 o'clock, inshallah, the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter the Fajr Azan, and thereafter Mawlana Khalid. 7 o'clock, inshallah, Mawlana Zaid. 8:30 to 9, Mufti Hamza Faruqi in the interview with Mawlana Zaid. And 11 to 12, the bliss of marriage. Barakallahu fiqh, Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.